other than the occasion requested by Christ to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque almost 400 years ago of the first Fridays of the month. And of course, these days are very important for our faith and for our own salvation. But we must remember that according to that which Christ has asked and decreed, we must want to perform these acts. And we must want to perform these acts in order to receive the graces and the promises which he has given. It is not just something automatic. It is something that must involve our whole will, our whole heart, as well as our body. And so today, we honor the most sacred heart of Jesus in this month dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus. That precious blood which was shed at the Passion, and which particularly came forth when the centurion St. Longinus pierced his heart, from which came forth water and blood, the sacraments of the Church, the very constitution of the Church. And so we must want to receive these graces. It is not something we do automatically. We are not this plant or this floor. We are rational beings. And rational means that we are both spiritual and also can will. Very, very important. Now, the saint whose feast we celebrate today, in addition to this, not one very well known to most of us, St. Anthony Maria Zaccaria. He was born in the northern part of Italy, around the area of Milan, in the city of Cremona, from a noble family. He not only was educated in the things that were necessary to the faith, of course, the catechism, theology, philosophy, without which it cannot be possible to do it well and profitably. He also studied to be a doctor, and he indeed became a doctor. And as a young man, even after he was ordained a priest, he helped to heal many, many people. A lot of what he did was done not so much by the artifice of medicine, but by the sacrifice of prayer, which must be accompanied by everything. Everything else that we do must be accompanied by prayer. St. Anthony, eventually with several other holy priests, began a group known as the Clerks Regular of St. Paul, and they were given the Church of St. Barnabas in Milan, and as a result, they were called Barnabites, and it was there that while he was celebrating the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, he was called upon by God to give up the ghost, and he died in 1539, still in his 40s. And so we give thanks to God for this great saint of the Renaissance. And it is so interesting that while the devil, through his demons and his servants, Martin Luther and John Calvin and John Knox and the whole likes of them, was trying to destroy the Holy Church and the faith under false pretenses and false arguments, at the same time, God was bringing about many, many, many saints. If you were to look at the 1500s, that very, very dark century of heresy, at the same time, you will see that there are many, many lights of saints who were brought forth by the Holy Spirit to undo the evil of the heretics. And so today we celebrate one of them, St. Anthony Maria Zaccaria. And we ask our Lord through him to help us to fight evil, to fight heresy. Now, not only did he found an order of men, he also founded an order of nuns, of women. And because of all the miracles that he procured by his prayers, and they, in conjunction with him, they were called the Angelicals. And so today we pray for the order of St. Anthony Maria Zaccaria, the clerks regular of St. Paul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.